Hoyas Yerushalmi, course 22 Hoyas Babli, Daf Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud, and we base at the first Mishnah, that's Halacha Vov. Ein Chayovim al Shmiyas HaKol, al Bitui, Sfosayim, al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshov, v'hanofi k'yitzu behen, divrei Rabbi Yisaglili. Rabbi Yisaglili says, Beit Din is not liable for a raya about Shavuos Ha'idus, which is the oath that one does not know testimony. Shavuos Bitui is that one will or will not do a certain action. Or Tumah of the Mikdash and Kodshim. Hanasi has the same law. Rikiva Omer, Hanasi Chayav Bekulam, puts Mishmias Kol, Shehamelech Leidan Veloidanin Oisoi, Loimed Ulemi Idin Oisoi. Rikiva says that the Nasi is liable for all of these except for Shavuos Ha'idus because he is not judged and is not judged, and he does not testify and we do not testify about him. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan Taimer, which is a Rabbi Akiva, Ve'im, she say like Sagia Yadoi Es Shehu Roy Lavoy Lide Dallas Yotza Mashiach Shin Roy Lavoy Lide Dallas. The Gemara says from Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a Bryce that says that Rekiva teaches that a Kohen Mashiach is exempt from all of these. Rekiva learns from the Pasuk V'imloy Sagia Yadoi, if his hand shall not attain it, one who is proper to come to poverty, this excludes a Kohen Mashiach who is not proper to come to poverty, because he must have wealth if he's a Kohen Gadol. Rishim ben Lokesh omar, v'ayog yasham la'achas me'ele, eshu chayev al kulam chayev al miksasam, v'eshu ene chayev al kulam ene chayev al miksasam. The second opinion is Rish Lokesh, who says, and he learns it from the posuk in Vayikra, perek hei posuk hei, and it shall be when someone incurs guilt in any of these cases. And that teaches that one who can be liable for all of them can be liable for some of them. One who cannot be liable for all of them is not liable for any of them. Rabbi Yitzhak Shal Me'ata La'yidma B'saras She'inu Roi La'voi should say Lidei Dallas. The Gemara asked a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzhak asked that if so, he should not become Tamei through Saras because he's not proper to become to poverty. Since the Korban Metzoyu of a poor man does not apply to him, he is totally excluded from the Parsha. If he cannot become Tahor, he should not become Tamei. Chayin Dali Dalas, and the Gemara answers that the Kiva agrees that he brings a korban oni, and also, like a very poor person, in another case of Oyle Vayored, Dali Dalas does not apply to Mitzayu. Rehoshia boy me'ato isha loisie chayebes albiyas amigdash, and she says she'ina isha me'ida. The Gemara asks a question against the Shmokish. Rehoshia says that if so, a woman should not be liable for bias amigdash. But to coming to the Beis Hamikdash in a state of tumah, because a woman cannot testify, so Shavuos Ha'idus does not apply to her. Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Taima, Rabbi Akiva, Zeh Korban Aaron Ivanov, Zeh who may be Asir Saifa Acheres. And we have a third opinion now, is Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Akiva learns from Zeh Korban Aaron Ivanov, this is the Korban of Aaron and his sons. He brings this, means the Chavite Kohen Gadol, but he does not bring another Asir Saifa, means Minchas Choyte for a very poor person. Zeira by Koyim Rabbi Yassa, Ve'eina Meivin Adova. Zeira asked Rabbi Yassa, can he not bring Asir Saifa voluntarily? Amalei, in Choyvein Meivin Adova Meivin. Rabbi Yassa answers, yes, he can. He doesn't bring Asir Saifa for a obligation, which is Minchas Choyte, but he brings it, he can bring it voluntarily. Kine Masnisa, Shamelech Lameiv, Lameidin Oisei. Amisha should say that Rabbi Kiva says that a king does not testify, and we don't testify about him. This is why he's exempt from the Shavuos Ha'idus, after that it teaches Agav that he does not judge and he is not judged. We come to the next Mishnah. Kamitzah Shabbatayu Shechayiv Malzdoinon Kois Vashir Gras Mechatas Hayochid Mevi Kisva U'si'ira. A commoner brings a si'ira or kisva for any mitzvah punishable by Kois, which is done intentionally, and Chatas is done by Shegeg. Anosi si'ira Mashiach U'beistin Mevi'in Pa'al. The Nasi brings a male seer, and Mashiach HaBestin brings a par. Uba'avoyi dezora, ha'yochid, va'anosi, va'amashiach, mevim seira, u'bestin, par, v'seir, par lo'ila v'silachatas. Idolatry, a commoner, a Nasi, or a Kohen Mashiach brings a seira. Bestin brings a par and a male seer. The par is an oila, and the seir is a chatas. Ashim tolei, ha'nosi, va'yochid, chayovim, Mashiach, u'bestin, paturin. A Nasi or commoner brings an Ashram Tolei, a Mashiach or Beis Din is exempt. Ashram Vadai, Hayachid, a Nasi, a Mashiach, Hayavim, a Beis Din Beturim. a commoner, a Nasi, or Kohen Mashiach brings Hashem Vaday based on his exempt. And Shmiyas HaKol, a B'tis Rosayim, with Tumas Mikdash or Kedoshov, based in Baturin, a Yochid, Ba'a Nasi Ba'Mashiach, Chayovim. The Shmiyas says that for Shuas HaEdus, Shuas Bitui or Tumas Mikdash or Kedoshov, based in his exempt, and a commoner, Nasi, or Mashiach is liable. Elisha in Kohen Godol, should say Mashiach, Chayev, Al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov, the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that, however, a Kohen Gadol Mashiach is not liable for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov. Ma hei Nevi'im, Korban Oile V'Yerid. What do those who are liable bring? They bring a Korban Oile V'Yerid. Reb Lezer Oime, Hanosi, maybe Seir. Reb Lezer says a Nosi brings a Seir. The Gemara says, Nefesh L'Rabbis Hanosi. The word Nefesh appears in Be'ikapek, Hei, Posig Yazayin, a soul. This includes a Nosi for an Ashram Tolai. Ya'be HaMashiach, we should say it includes a Kohen Mashiach. If you say, Asher Yosei, Asher Shogag, Eshehu B'Shogag HaSamaisa, Yotze Mashiach Shein HaMashiach HaSamaisa. The Gemara rejects it because the phrase, Al Shogag Yosei, Asher Shogag, for the Shogag that he did, discusses one who brings for Shogag HaSamaisa. This excludes a Kohen Mashiach who brings for a ruling, a Hayra, but not for Shogag HaSamaisa. Ukur Rebbe, Dram Mashiach, B'Shogag HaSamaisa, who, and so the implied question is that according to Rebbe, who says that a Kohen Mashiach brings for idolatry, Bashigas Maisa, how can we answer? Eshu Bashigas Maisa, the Choladroim, Yotzle Mashiach, Shun Bashigas Maisa, the Choladroim. The answer is, Al Shigigasai discusses one who brings for Shigas Maisa for all matters. This excludes a Kohen Mashiach who does not bring Bashigas Maisa for all matters, only for idolatry. Nefesh, Rabbi Nasi and Mashiach. The word Nefesh includes a Nasi and Kohen Mashiach for an Ashram Vadai. Achat Amar L'Rabbis HaNasi, Achat Amar L'Rabbis Mashiach. The Gemara asks, here, in the case of Ashram Tolai, you include only a Nasi. Here, Ashram Vadai, why do you include even a Kohen Mashiach? Also in Parshas Ashram Me'ilus, it says, Bishkoga. The Chatas, I should say, Ka'asham, Ma Chatas Mechapes Marekes, Af Ashram Mechapes Marek, Yotze Ashram Tolai, Shu Mechapes Mishaya. The Gemara says, quoting from the Pasuk, Kechatas, Ka'asham, like a Chatas, like an Asham, teaches the one who brings Chatas, he brings Asham. Just like Chatas atones and totally cleanses, also Asham atones and cleanses. This excludes Asham Tolai, which atones and leaves over, means if he finds out later that he truly sinned, he must bring a Chatas. Hina Masnisin, Masnisa, Ela She'ein, Kohen Gadol Chayev, Altumas Mikdash, Rukadashav, Divrei HaKol, Va'anasi, Ashmias Kol, Divrei Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah should say that, but all hold that a Kohen Gadol is not liable for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshov, and a Nasi is exempt for Shuas Eidus according to Rabbi Shimon. Am Rabbi Yochanan min HaMikdash liYetzei uliChalel ha'im Yetsa einu mechalel. The Gemara gives one explanation for Rabbi Yochanan that from the pasuk in Vayikra Pechos Aleph pasuk Yud Beis, he shall not leave the Mikdash, he shall not profane, but if he would leave and become Tommy and enter the Mikdash, he is not mechalel. I mean, he's not Chayav HaKorban. This teaches he's exempt for Tumas Mikdash or Kedoshov. Rabbi Ashiyan, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Bun, Bar Kahana, Makshi, Vaksiv, Amano Gusha, Vachalala, Zoina, Ethel Loikach, Ha Im Lokach, Enim Achalal. We reject that. Rabbi Ashiyan, quoting Rabbi Yona, quoting Rabbi Bun, Bar Kahana, says it says in the Pasuk there in Pasuk Yud Dalet, an Amana, a Gusha, and a Chalala, Zoina, these he should not take. Will he say that if a Kohen Gadol married one of them, he was not Machalel? She and the child are halalim. My kadoin, how can we answer? I mean, why is he exempt from Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov? I'm a chivkia, but nechus ha'nefesh ahi, mitoich ha'kahol, eshe korbanoi, shoveh le'kahol, yotze Mashiach, shle shoveh korbanoi le'kahol. The answer, and this is the second explanation, this comes from chivkia, and his soul, this soul will be cut off from amongst the community, refers to one whose korban is the same as that of the kahal. It excludes the Kohen Mashiach, whose korban is unlike that of the kahal. Yisivun hare nosi loy shavu korban lekahal. A nosi's korban is a male. It's not the same as that of the kahal, and Rabbi Shimon obligates him for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov. Shavu b'yom kippur. The answer is no. A nosi is the same on Yom Kippur. He gets kapor to the seirim like other Yisraelim. The Gemara asks that the Kohen Gadol's brothers, means the other Kohanim, are not the same on Yom Kippur because they get kapor through the power Yom Kippur. Probably b'shayi meis hashana, but the Gemara answers they are the same the rest of the year for chatas yochid. A kohen gadol is never the same as the yisrael. Amav yudin b'hashalim shavu b'matan domim b'chutz. The yudin b'hashalim answers that the korban of a nasi has the same matanos of blood, the applications of blood on the outer mizbeach like that of a yisrael. Blood of a mashiach's korban is put in the heichal. Amav yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Blezer said in our Mishnah that a Nasi brings a Seir only for Tumas Mikdash Ukadosho because there is a Kawis involved, it's like Chatas Kavua, but not for Shuas Aedus and Shuas Bitui, which have no Kawis. Rabbi Hoshea by Me'ata Afilu, which is a Kavua. Rabbi Hoshea asked that if so, since there is a Kawis, he should bring an Ashem Tole for Tumas Mikdash Ukadosho since it's like a Chatas Kavua. Rabbi Yonah says that Rabbi Hoshea holds that a Nasi is uprooted from the entire parasha. Rather, Rabbi Lezer considers him like a rich commoner, and Oile V'Yero does not apply to him, so he brings his usual korban. Rabbi Mana, in Kehedjet, Asher Avidlei, Rabbi Lezer afil al shmias kol, Rabbi Tisosayim. Rabbi Mana objected that if Rabbi Lezer considers him like a rich commoner, even for Shuas Aedus and Shuas Bitui, he should bring a Seir. The Tani, Lenechaku, Reb Lezer v'Chachomim, Leshmias Kol, Val Bitui Sosayim, Shein Revei Seir El Seir. The Bais says that Reb Lezer v'Chachomim did not argue about Shuas Aedus and Shuas Bitui. They agree that he does not bring a Seir, rather a Seira. Vama Nechaku, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, Shuas Lezer Aime Hoyl V'Hu B'Kawis. What do they argue about? About Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, Reb Lezer says that because there is a Kawis, he brings a Seir. And it should say now, Heitivun lama eina mevi se'ira el se'ir. The Gemara asks the question, if he's like a commoner, why does he not bring a se'ira rather than a se'ir? And the Gemara asks the second question, Hari nasi b'avodizah hai eina mevi se'ir el se'ira. A nasi for idolatry, he does not bring a se'ir, rather a se'ira. And we don't say that he's uprooted from the parasha. Adnolach perek hoire koyim mashiach. And we begin now the next perek koyim mashiach. The Mishnah says, "Koyim Mashiach shechata v'chakach arba mishichusoi, v'chein nasi shechata v'chakach arba megdulosoi. Koyim Mashiach maybe parva nasi maybe seir." The Mishnah says if a koyim Mashiach sinned and he was removed from his position, or if a nasi sinned and he was dethroned, then the koyim brings a par and the nasi brings a seir. Koyim Mashiach shavam mishichusoi v'chakach chata v'chein nasi shavam megdulosoi v'chakach chata. Koyim Mashiach may be par, but a Nasi kehedyut. If a Koyim Mashiach was demoted and then sinned, and similarly if a Nasi was demoted and sinned, the Koyim brings the par, and the Nasi is like a commoner. And the Gemara says, Amma Reblaza, Koyim Gadol Shechata Malkin Oisoi, Ve'in Ma'avirin Oisoi, Megidulosei. Reblaza says that if a Koyim Gadol sinned, we give him lashes, but we don't remove him from his greatness. Amma Bimana, Ksiv, Ki Neza Shemen Mishchas Elikab, Alav, Ani Hashem, Kiviachol, Ma ani begdulasi af aroim begdulasei. Rav Mana brings a source for this. He says, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perchov Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, for the crown of his God's anointing oil is upon him, I am Hashem. It's as if, just like I, Hashem, am in my greatness, Aaron remains in his greatness. Am Rabbi Avun, Kadosh Yeh Kiviyoch ani begdulasi af aroim begdulasei. The second source is from Rav Avon, which says, the Pasuk says there in Pasuk Ches, Kadosh Yelach, he will be holy to you. It's as if, just like I am in my Kedusha, says Hashem, so Aaron is in his Kedusha. Rabbi Chanina Kesuva, Rabbi Acha B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Koyim Mashiach Shechata, Malkin Aysa B'Vestin, Shel Shlosha, In Teimu B'Vestin, Shel Pein Godo, Nimsa Ali, Asa Yuridu Loi. Rabbi Chanina Kesuva, quoting Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Lokish, so that if a Koyim Mashiach sinned, we give him lashes through a basin of 3. If you say 23, it turns out that his rise to greatness is his descent, means he would be disgraced in front of many. Shimon Lokish Amar, Nasi Shechata Malkin Aysa Beisdin Shel Shleisha. Rav Lokish says that if a Nasi sins, we lash him through a basin of 3. And I should say, Rabbi Yochan Amar Af Mavirin Aysa. Rabbi Yochan says we even depose him. Ma Mechazin Lei, the Gemara asks, do we return him to his greatness afterwards? Amrav Chagai Mutav Dinan Machzirin Le the Kotlin Le. Rav Chagai answered, it's better not to return him, if people would disgrace him, it would be a great shame for him, as if they kill him. Shoma Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Vekas Shalach Kusyin, the Mitvasyat, Roshim and Lokish, Ba'arak, Badat, the Magudla, the Ista Amrin, Badat, the Kfar Chitaya. Rav Yehuda the Nasi heard that Reish Lakish said that a Nasi is lashed for a basin of three, and he was angry. He sent officers to seize Reish Lakish. He fled to a tower, and some say that he fled to the village of Chitia. Salik Rav Yochanan lebeis vada, Salik Rav Yehuda nasiya lebeis vada, amalei lama leis mori amalan miladoroye. The next day, Rav Yochanan went to the Beis Medrash, and Rav Yehuda the Nasi went to the Beis Medrash. Rav Yehuda said, why don't you say divrei Torah to us? Shari tafach v'chada yadei amalei u'v'chada yada tafchin. Rav Yochanan started to make a clapping noise with one hand. Rav Yehuda said to him, do we clap with one hand? Amalei lav, let you say amalei in Bein Lokish loy amalei. Rav Yochanan said, no, similarly, without Reish Lakish I can't teach. Reish Lakish would ask 24 challenges to every teaching, and Rav Yochanan found 24 answers. And when Reish Lakish died, Rav Yochanan couldn't be consoled because no one could replace him, and his Torah didn't increase like it used to. Rav Yehuda Nasiya asked Rav Yochanan, well, where is Reish Lakish? Rav Yochanan didn't tell him. And she said, Amalei Ana, Mefatcha, Amalei Bada, the Mugdala, Amalei Ana, Va'at Nafik, Lekadmei, Shalach Rav Yochanan, Gabe, Rav Shim Ben Lakish, Osir Lach Mila, Zoriye, the Nasiya, Nafik, Lekadmeich. Rav Yehuda said, I will free him. Rav Yochanan said, he's in the tower. Rav Yehuda said, tomorrow I and you will go to greet him. Rav Yochanan sent to Reish Lakish a message saying, prepare Dvar Torah, because the Nasi will come to greet you. Nafak lekadmoin, nar dugma ditchoin, demei lebarachayan, kad asa rachmona, nemifrike, yeso, mimitzrayim, vashalach, leshlech, lemalach, lekodesh bochu ba'atzmai. Reish Lakish said, Reish Lakish went out to greet them and said, you resemble your creator. When Hashem went to redeem Yisrael, he didn't send a shlech or angel, rather, he himself. Dechsiv, ovarti, be'erth mitzrayim, b'lai la'azeh, b'lai oid, elahu, v'chol, do'ogon didei, v'shahalach elohikim, Inksiv kan ela, asher holchu elekim. It says in the pasuk in Shmoyis Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, that I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim. And further, he came with his entire entourage. It doesn't say asher halach elekim, rather asher holchu elekim in the plural, to teach that Hashem came with an entourage. Also, if Yudin came with his entourage, Hashem himself redeemed his soul, and everything was under his supervision. Amrile ma chamisa memo lon hadamil. So Rabbi Yochanan said, why did you say the teaching about a Nasi who sinned? It shames me. Amalein ma asun savrin mitchol minchoin havina mina ulfone derachmona. Amr shmu bar yitzhak el banai ki lo teva ashmu'a vegeime mavirin am Hashem mavirin oisei. Reish Lakish said, do you think that due to fear of you, I would refrain from teaching a law of the Torah? Shmu bar yitzhak said, quoting the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis Pasuk Chof Dalet, know my sons for the rumor, and then it says Ma'avirin, which means spreading, meaning the Am Hashem Yisrael depose him.